Welcome to Devotions, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Colin Humes, the rector of St. Mary the Virgin Anglican Church, located Virginia Street, Nassau, Bahamas. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, reading verses 22 through 29. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the lake saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." The word of the Lord. Today, we continue in the season of Easter. And now that the dust has settled after Easter, many simply return to the daily routine and often leave Christianity aside. Due to the commercialization, many have forgotten what Easter is all about. Whatever the season of Easter means to people, the finale of Easter is reached, and then many simply forget the meaning of the day. So what are we to do after the hype of Easter? Do we just go about doing the same things that we've been doing up to Easter? Or does the experience of Easter change us and shape our living? Or does it at least refresh our standing commitment to our faith? I want to share an excerpt from an article by Steve Goodyear, and the article is entitled, "What is Calling You?" And it reads as follows. "I am aware that more and more we discover people who find no satisfaction or joy from making a living. The social scientists teach us this. They do not like what they do, and they live simply for weekends and holidays. Some of them feel trapped and believe they are unable to make a meaningful change because they do not have the skills, the education, nor the money or favorable circumstances. So they decide to dig in and keep on with the daily grind. Now, I do not want to say they are wrong, for there are many reasons we each choose our individual paths. Leaving the safety of what is known and venturing into the unknown can be one of the scariest and yet one of the best decisions a person can make. For instance, our spiritual journey or chasing a dream or vision or relationships. Leaving what feels secure behind and following the beckoning of our heart does not always end as we expect or hope. At times, we may even fail. But there is a payoff. And that is, it can also be amazing and wonderful and immensely satisfying. I recall reading a quote: "The tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside of us while we live," end quote. So, like unrealized dreams, or like a passion to be or do something that is calling to us from someplace deep, the real tragedy of life is settling for less while something dies inside of us. I know it can be frightening. I've often followed that call more than once. But what is worse? Is it regret? Is it looking back and wishing that we had risked the adventure, or just letting the desire simply dry up and finally die? In the end, we really only have one question when it comes to chasing a significant dream, and that is whether we will say yes. I do hope these devotions has been a source of inspiration for you. I encourage you to share them with others. May God bless you. Have a wonderful day.